was a song that was written when back in the days of the United Irishmen, and when they were going to raid, you know, or do pull something off illegally at the time, on the ritual, they would go and play this tune, and the fellows would know where to meet. So it's one of the old, it's a kind song, you know, this kind of thing. So what would you like to say? Or,
what we were interested in, you know, in terms of the project being
the fiddle became a very handy instrument, because first of all, it was very hard to get the pipes, you know, and then when the pipes came into being, the fiddle players would gravitate towards pipers. They'd like to play with pipers because the pipes seemed to hold on to the nya, as they call it in Ireland, the nya of the music, that, you know, the inflex, that, you know, the particular sound that the pipe has, like the bottom crayon and the slurring notes. And the fiddle, of course, you can draw a long note, you see, and that's what the pipes can do because of the wind, the peculiarity of the instrument being a wind instrument. You can hold a long note. Well, the fiddle can do the same thing, you know, this long note. And that's what's called the nota fada, the long note in Gaelic. And that's one of the peculiarities of Irish music, or Celtic tradition of music, is that long note. So the fiddle players would always like to get along. And the fiddle and the pipes are very compatible. That the fiddle, the pipes, and the flute. And they have brought in some like modern instruments, like, you know, the Greek bouzouki has come into its own and playing.
Really?
Huh. Right, that's very compatible with it also.
Yeah,
right.
There's something about the whole connection there, right, between the Gaelic and the Balkan type.
Right. No, that the fiddle is very compatible because it just fits beautifully into the thing, particularly with the Ilim pipes. Not so, you know, it would not fit in with the war pipes or the big Highland bagpipes. Right. Not because I'm saying that, you know, controversial way, but just that they just marry into each other. The fiddle and the pipes, the Ilian pipes and the flute are just great. They go together like, you know, bread and butter, you know, just they're great to see. And naturally, like, you know, so they like to play together. And of course, up until the last few years, there weren't that many pipe players around, so fiddle players would like to get with them, you know, and play with these people. And I've always felt, and also the peculiarities of the Ilian pipes retains the real essence of the old Gaelic music, you know, it has it. And so therefore, you'll find that fiddle players and pipers really seem to hit it off pretty good, you know, when they're playing the music.
And so the fiddle player's technique would be influenced by what they're hearing from the pipers.
Oh, sure, and particularly, and also flute players are very much, wood, particularly the wood flute, you know, is very influenced by what pipers do, and which makes the sort of the Ilian pipes are. I don't think I'd be stretching it too far to say that the Ilian pipes more or less have took over after the harp sort of died out. Mm-hmm. The harp was a national instrument, you see, and it still is the symbol of Ireland. The harp, a musical symbol, and so the Ilian pipes more or less are continuing that tradition, mm-hmm. and so therefore, it's. Or the more modern way, right. And of course, the advantage of the pipes is that it does have the drones and the regulators to give you the chords, you know. So this is
probably,
right. But usually when you go to these, like, Ballasadare, the festival of Ballasadare, or Listenvarna, or the Flaup and Bundoran and Donegal, you know, and they hold festivals and flas all over Ireland through the months, the summer months especially, and they'd hold them inside in the winter, but they're really great, and the enthusiasm is great. In fact, it's the over enthusiastic something, but it's really great. But it's great to be there and to see that. And, you know, you have great fiddle players, and like Paddy Glacken will play with Liam O'Gorflin. Liam O'Gorflin is probably one of the. I met him in Ann Arbor in 1970 with a fellow by the name of Pat Skye. And I don't think Liam would remember me now, but I just went up there for a ride, and here Liam was playing at a place called the Ark. And I recently. Heard them play in London in a place there with Paddy Glacken and a year or two ago, and so on. And they just work beautifully together, Glacken and Flynn, and there's this Paddy Keenan, there's another great piper who also plays, you know, with the fiddle player. And Matt Malloy, who's part of that group, I met him once in Ann Arbor when he was with the Bathy band one time, you know. He was playing in the Ark there, and his flute and the fiddle player that they had with him there, I think his name was Peoples, I'm not sure enough. Yeah, Peoples, they just were great, you know, the fiddle and the gluing pipes together.
So are there a lot of people like taking up the pipes then?
Well, there has been a sort of a resurgence of pipe, and in fact, back where I'm from, there's a couple of lads I've been working with to bring them along the pipes, you know. They're still not really extremely popular, and the reason they're not is because of the difficulty to get reeds. Reeds are probably one of the most, you know, if you don't make your own reeds, you know, or if you don't have somebody making reeds for it, like I have one man in Wexford who's helped me out with reeds, a great guy, and another man in Gorey who sent me some reeds, Johnny Lacey, great man, and I've also had a little bit of help from Dan Dowd, and also Leon Rowson has been very kind in that way.
But they're very difficult to get
away. Because they're all in Ireland, and the man, the guy here who is, there's a man here making pipes. In fact, these pipes were made by this man.
Yeah.
His name is an American man. His name is David Quinn in Middlebury, Vermont. And he's doing the best work on pipes that I know of.
Does he make reeds as well?
He makes reeds. And there's one other young lad in his name is Timothy Britton, Tim Britton in Philadelphia, who's coming along as a nice pipe maker
so
also.
These are both young makers.
These are both young men, and they're and it's great to see
these
kind of people involved in it, you know.
Pipes they're making are
good quality, very good quality. American guys are doing nice work on the pipes.
Hmm.
Both Timmy Britton and Dave Quinn are doing very good work on the pipes. Their instruments are well turned and all that kind of stuff, you know. So there is some people doing good stuff. And there are some people making fiddles in Ireland, but I'm not too well up on who's making it. There's one man, I think his name is John McKenzie. And he is a teacher in the School of Music in Limerick, in Ireland. And he makes fiddles.
Mm.
Good fiddles, I understand, you know. He was a friend of my father's back in the School of Music in Dublin. And that's where I started on the Island Pipes with Leo Rowson.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a few of the old-timers over there, like, you know. And a good friend of mine, Sean Seary, who was another good piper in Dublin. My father was a good friend of his father, who started working with Coltus, Kiltorian and Aherin. And so, and the McKenna's in Thomas Street are another good pipe and family, and I think there's a couple of fiddle players there.
So it tends to go down.
Yes, it does. The McKenna's are a big family. Joe McKenna and his wife, Antoinette, play the harp and pipes in there. And he's got another brother that plays pipes, so there is a sort of a family thing there.
Mm.
So there's, it's, like you say, a family thing, more or less.
Yeah.